In Luke, the 8th chapter, verses 5 through 8, Jesus taught us the parable of the sower. He said, "A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it, and choked it. And others fell on good ground, and sprang up, and bare fruit a hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, 'He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.'" Notice the same seed was sown on four types of soil: the wayside soil, the rocky soil, the thorny soil, and good soil. In this lesson, we're concerned with the thorny soil. After the disciples asked Jesus the meaning of the parable, Jesus gave an explanation. This is found in Luke 8, verses 10 through 15. He said, "The seed is the word of God. The wayside soil are those that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. And the rocky soil," he said, "are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these things have no root, for which a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away." What then is the thorny soil? Well, again, Jesus said, "The thorny soil are those which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection." This soil has not been properly prepared. The weeds and the briars have not been removed. It has grown up naturally with no cultivation whatsoever. Nothing has been done to cut off, and nothing has been done to root out the thorns and the weeds and the briars. And thus, when the seed is sown, the natural growth takes over the good seed and chokes it out. You know, within life, there are natural concerns. Nothing unusual about them. They are not unique to any one person. All men everywhere in every generation have these same concerns. As humans, we are concerned about the cares of this life, the riches of this life, and the pleasures of this life. However, we cannot allow these concerns to choke out the good seed of the Word of God. Instead of being overly concerned with the cares of this life, let us cast our cares upon God. Peter said it this way in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, "Casting all your cares upon him, because he careth for you." And instead of being overly concerned with the riches of this life, let us lay up treasures in heaven, Matthew 6, verses 19 and 20, where thieves do not break in nor steal. And instead of being overly concerned with the pleasures of this life, let us seek to please God, as Paul exhorted in 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 1. Please don't be choked with the cares of the riches and the pleasures of this life, but let the Word of God enrich your life.